Are you a new host just starting out, feeling a bit overwhelmed and nervous about not knowing what you don't know?
That is totally normal. You've got big dreams about your short-term rental, but don't know where to start. Or maybe you've started, but you're finding yourself in the messy middle.
Well, we have been working on something just for you.
Something game-changing is coming for new hosts on February 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But here's the deal. You have to be there live to be the first to know.
Intrigued? All right. So get on the waitlist now at thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
Don't miss out on the big reveal. Sign up today.
That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. We're going to take you from new host to super host.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Velo. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor. But you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to manoanexperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com. Or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week in the sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who is using our hashtag on Instagram, hashtag STRShareSunday. We'll share you here on the podcast like we're about to do in just a moment, share you to our entire email list, also on our Instagram channel on Sunday. Get it? Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at @eclipse_Poconos. Again, that's @eclipse_Poconos. And the first thing I saw when I went to this A-frame, it is so cool. They have like eclipsed it. I've never seen this before.
So
you
good.
Have to go to the Instagram and check it out, you guys. It is an LED. They've framed their A-frame in LED lights. So it's almost as if the A-frame has been eclipsed, and it is gorgeous. And it is a new A-frame, so I love that that was obviously a part of the construction process, but it is stunning in photos. It's a showstopper. You're like, oh, that's so cool. It's glowing, and then the eclipse Poconos, just really well done there. And they're just open their doors to guests. So
let's show them how amazing the hosting community is, everyone.
Go give them some follows. Give them some love. Let them get so many hearts on their new Instagram feed. Let's help them out. And I'm telling you, the LED light really is special. And then they have some photos too of like sitting there in the hot tub. The hot tub lights kind of change. They have some outdoor bistro lights. But what I also love that they are encouraging is taking a look at the calendar. And if there is a full moon, they are like, please turn off all the lights. That way you really can embrace, enjoy, and get a full view of the full moon. Thought that was so cool. It's something that I haven't seen before and is really going to give their guests there an experience. So well done, Eclipse. And everyone, go give them some likes. If you're going to the Poconos, book with them. And then thank you for using the hashtag.
I know. I kind of love that.
Who's
we're like
be next.
We're like a part of people's onboarding process now. Like, okay, acquire property, furnish it, share the hashtag on Instagram so TFE can share me.
Well, listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast. Leave us a review.
All the things.
All the things.
Yes.
Today's a fun. I don't know, is this the one after we did with Bill Allen? Or we're doing two of these. We did little side interviews at TFEcon 2023. If you missed our conference in 2023, don't worry. We are planning to do it again in 2025, but you do have to wait a whole year. Good things come to those who wait. We pulled Kenny Bedwell aside because listeners, okay. Kenny was a sponsor of the conference. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to have this little side room where everyone attended maybe one session with Kenny to learn more about, you know, short-term rental data that's been going on in different marketplaces. Annette, please share with the awesome listeners what happened.
Well, we got such a like overwhelming response when we first announced it that we had to switch rooms before the event even started. Luckily, the hotel that we worked with was awesome. We moved it into a larger conference room. It was still standing room only. You will hear in this interview, there was, you know, our guests wanted to attend every single session. And we, by the end of the event, we actually just transitioned one of his sessions into the main stage. And we were happy to do that because number one, we are hosts, so when our guests ask for things, we want to try to accommodate always. And two, we were just overwhelmed with all of the guests wanting to dig into their numbers, not only in their current location, what could they do? What amenity could they add to their property that would actually move the needle, though, on profit, not just, you know, adding an amenity to add an amenity. Kenny did some really cool, bringing it to our audience of like, hey, do you think this hot tub would actually bring this home more bookings and more revenue? Will this game room matter? Will this? And it was really cool to like actually let the data dictate, not our feelings. So
Kenny just was such a huge success, what he was offering there. So yeah, he was on the main stage by the second day, the last session. We brought him on stage and it was a full house still.
Dare I say he stole the show as much as I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's okay.
He did. And we love Kenny so much. So this interview is chock full of really great information, especially with today's marketplace. We're still in the same situation where interest rates are a bit higher. The short-term rental market isn't as easy to decipher, finding cash-flowing properties. Kenny's opinion, if it's not cash-flowing today, it's not worth looking into it further. Whether you agree with that or not, here is Kenny talking about short-term rentals and what we need to be thinking about as we're analyzing deals here in 2024. All right, Kenny, we are excited that you are here at TFBCon.
Me too.
First of all, standing room only at Kenny's workshop. So
not just standing room only. Like, I think people are like getting like angry. I'm just gonna say it. Like, they are like, they want all the knowledge. They were supposed to go to one session.
They're going to every single one.
But that's an amazing message because that means that hosts are leveling up. They know they need to know their numbers before they purchase, or they know they need to really assess their investment now and how they can improve it. But Kenny, let's talk about what are three big mistakes that you see people making right now when they're looking for deals?
Yeah, so the first mistake is the common thing, you only know what you know. So typically when hosts are either looking for their second investment or even their first one, especially rookies, they go to markets where everybody else is. They're chasing, I call it chasing, right?
Okay.
So, all the big popular markets that we know, the Smokies, Florida, maybe even Tahoe out west and Scottsdale. Everyone wants to go there. Everybody wants to invest in this and kind of live the dream that all these other people have done. And they're going there and chasing that. And a lot of them are investing in bad deals that just don't pencil out. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a waterfall. And unfortunately, I've been having a lot of calls with individuals who are struggling. Because they're not, they're losing money. They're not even breaking even.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes, I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats, and yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know, but I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostfully, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes. Plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostfully's property management software to get $100 off.
Every morning, I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician,
You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
I want to ask though, you just said deals that don't pencil out.
Yes.
Is it they don't pencil out today or like they will never pencil out?
Well,
and I know that's a loaded question,
right.
But do you think people are like thinking the market is going to change or improve, or they're just going to be able, like, their listing's going to be better? Like, do they already know it's not going to pencil out when they go into it?
I think a lot of people make the mistake of not understanding all the expenses. So it's really cool to say, oh yeah, you're going to make $100,000 on this property. And people who know nothing about short-term rentals and all the expenses, they just, oh, $100,000? Yeah, I'm going to do this. But at the end of the day, on average, you probably only profit about 25 to 30% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's if you profit, because if that's a, say, $1 million deal or one point, you know, over a million, we'll say, you might just be breaking even or make no money at all.
Right.
So it's really, really important. So I guess to answer your question, though, I don't have a crystal ball, and I never make investments just for the future. I make investments for today. So if it doesn't cash flow today, if it doesn't make sense on the numbers today, then it's definitely not going to make sense for me for the future.
Boom. Okay. That's a takeaway right there. For you, personally,
yes.
It needs to make sense today.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so people following, chasing a market is mistake number one. What's another mistake people are making?
I think another mistake people are making too is they're not doing enough due diligence on the regulation side.
Ooh.
So we just saw 15,000 short-term rentals or Airbnbs wiped out in New York City.
We did.
15,000. And there's other cities across the country who are also watching and taking note of this.
Mm.
And it's going to be scary. And so a lot of hosts are just going into areas trying to invest without understanding the community sentiment. That's the key word there, community sentiment towards short-term rentals in that area. So whether it's cities, whether it's other towns or wherever, we've really got to know how people feel about short-term rentals, not just what the current regulation is, because it can change.
So we've got chasing, we've got due diligence, and we've lost my voice. You're literally taking my breath away, Kenny, with these mistakes.
Yes.
All right, now the third one. What's
okay,
up next?
Yeah, I've got two kind of competing in my mind. Maybe I'll throw a bonus one out there.
Ooh,
bonus,
we like bonuses.
No, I don't like bonuses.
And more.
Bonus
and
mistakes.
More.
Yeah,
okay.
Bonus mistakes.
No, bring them on.
So the biggest one that people really, it's not the sexiest thing to say, but it goes back to running the numbers. People just don't run numbers appropriately. And what I mean by that is they're looking at a set revenue. So when someone comes to me and says, Kenny, how much can this place make? I always tell them a range. Because in a good, better, best scenario, things happen, right? We might see dip in occupancy. Well, how does that impact, you know, the end result of your returns at the end of the day? What type of risk are you taking if you only have, say, 50% occupancy instead of 60%? So a lot of people aren't doing that. And that's really like they're already riding the line and they're hoping for the best case. And when they don't hit it, they're like, what happened? But it's like, did you look at the range there?
Ooh, okay. So chasing, due diligence, good, better, best.
Modeling. Yeah, that's what I call it. Good, better, best modeling.
What's the bonus?
I think another one too is just going back to, so when we are running our numbers and using the right data. So instead of a lot of people using free calculators or free online like data tools and things to try to base like hundreds of thousands or millions of dollar decision, you know, instead of investing in more data or comparing different sites together to get an answer, a lot of people are just looking for the quick, easy run. And I ask them all the time, well, why did you think it was going to make this? Oh, I plugged it into this and it said that. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. You've got to look at true comparables. You've got to really measure those things out and look at the other properties and see what they're doing.
let's wrap this up on a positive note. What is something that you're excited about in short-term rentals, or you see hosts are making great decisions?
Yeah.
Like what are some of the shiny happy moments?
Yeah, some of the happy moments. There are a ton of great emerging markets going on now. So there's a lot of new growth going on in it, whether it's amusement parks, theme parks, ski resorts, new national parks, and just a lot of attention. People are, in my opinion, traveling a lot more. Airbnb isn't going anywhere.
Right?
Like, there's no Airbnb bus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always going to be travelers. There are tons of hosts who are doing better year over year. People are doing great. It's just the people who need to adjust or have the wrong property in the wrong location that maybe need to, you know, either sell or get rid of it or move on. But there are a ton of people doing well, and there's a ton of markets doing well as well. So,
Okay. Emerging markets. I did actually at our conference, I just learned, like, I didn't know they were like creating new national parks. And someone here has their property that just got awarded, I guess, a national park. And like, oh my gosh, because I know people, that's like a badge of honor to visit all of them. Can you imagine like the surge of people going to that new national park? I was like, oh, that's like, I just didn't know that was a thing you could still, they were making more. Not making more, but awarding a park as a national park. Kenny, let's talk about STR Insights really quick, though.
Okay.
What is the best way for someone to, I say STR Insights, everybody laughs, but it's not a laughing matter.
Yeah, I know. I was like, where did I come from?
What is the best way for someone to work with STR Insights?
Yeah, so they just go to our site, and they can either schedule a call or sign up for our software. But we also do consultations because people have a lot of questions. They just beyond signing up for software, have a call with us. Ask us, hey, how do I evaluate a property? How do I find a market? These calls are free, and we love helping people get to the outcome, which is finding a good deal.
And something important that I asked Kenny about, because when you are finding property, there's an opportunity that comes your way. You need to know fast sometimes, especially in a lot of markets these days. So, but you get that, and so people can reach out to you and say, hey, I've got a deal, I got to decide soon. Can you help me figure this out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I did all the time. Like, I got a text message this morning. I'm like, oh, can you go through it? All right.
Open up links.
That's incredible. Well, Kenny, thank you so much for joining us at TFBCon and for sharing all your wisdom.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
What'd you think, Annette?
I loved it. I especially love when I laugh my voice.
It was we were talking a lot. It was
it was great. It's fun to go back to this, but there are two things that stuck out, and I think it's for all investors, current host, future host. The community sentiment. I really appreciated just his terminology there. I'm thinking that I want to start using that when I'm chatting with people about where they want to buy, is understanding that community sentiment. He was brought up New York City. We just did an interview with New York City hosts. Again, Sarah and I met at a city council meeting where they were bringing in regulations. And so familiarize yourself with that community sentiment. Please look at our friends. Please join anything that they have at Rent Responsibly. Do that today or put it on your list of things to do, but please connect with Rent Responsibly, get on their newsletters and take action in your community. And then the third thing that I just like really took to heart was his good, better, best.
Modeling,
The modeling of, it makes me want to do it like actually today, Sarah, with our properties, like, okay, what is good, better, best? And, you know, let's run the numbers on these three different scenarios. I know you and I talk about our modeling, which is long-term, mid-term, short-term, and having three different options for a property. So I want to add, I love that we already have that, and I want to add in the good, better, best and all three of those too, like looking at properties.
What I also think about with Kenny too is what you have to remember is like there, sometimes I get so stuck, Annette. What I know best about short-term rentals are metro markets. So we have the luxury of doing long-term rental, mid-term, short-term, and selling. There are some properties that really, I mean, I don't know if you'd ever long-term rent them. You might be able to mid-term rent with people traveling where they're traveling today. But with the modeling, good, better, best, what Kenny is talking about is when we aggregate information from, let's just say who they are, Price Labs, AirDNA, there's other key data, right? To get information from all three of those, do you have to pay for it? Yes. Is it worth it?
Yes.
If you're going to spend these hundreds of thousands of dollars on this property and all the time and investment, you should absolutely be investing funds and getting the right data to make sure that your analysis is complete and really tells you the whole story, because you don't want to get in there, like Kenny said, a year later and be like, what happened? You know exactly what happened because you have your good, better, and best.
modeling. Hopefully, you know, at least good happened because all three of those data points that you aggregated from online are telling you that, yes, you'll at least end here. It's worth doing the deal.
We've already seen in the new reports from 2024 that small cities and rural areas, they are, you know, exceeding the normal pace. Like all of the AirDNA, Price, all of them are saying, hey, the opportunity is here. Mm-hmm. It's no longer in the metro markets. It's in these smaller cities, these rural towns. That's where we want to be looking. And I think that kind of goes back to, that whole bringing on new national parks, I think that is such a great place.
I forgot about
place.
That. We should look into that.
Yeah. To look, it's like, oh my gosh, what a way to like get something, you know, ahead of the curve there, because that is honestly something I really had no idea that they are still naming and awarding new national parks. And I have people in my family that's their goal is to get their, I think it's a patch. They get a patch for every mm-hmm. park that they go to. So
with that, we will put SDR Insights information in our show notes. Whether you click that link or you head right to their website, let them know you heard about them from Thanks for Visiting. We are huge fans of everything Kenny is doing over at SDR Insights, and we want to let him know that we are singing his praises over here. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.